Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is January the 5th, 2017. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show. And we're going to get right into it. And what I want to do is that the show is going to change just a little bit, just because there are some things I want to express and share with you all, and I think it's for the for our overall good. You know, that's one thing I may, and I always tell some of our guests and some of our people that would come onto the show, our co-host, our guests, to never just have a script for the show. Just go where you're supposed to go, or where your energy and where the spirit leads you to go. And that's what I'm going to do today. So what I want to do very quickly is I just want to say, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to its its website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you'll see the green prompt for donations. That's where you can give some of your financial energy. Very, very important. Also, make this very quick because I want to get into the show as much as we possibly can. Also, if you would like to engage in BTR community, you can find that on the website as well, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com for the social media activities that we all have grown accustomed to engaging in. You could do that from Black Talk Radio Network, and it's only $24 a year, and it's a more secure way to do it, because your identity will never be sold to any bidder, and you just don't have the adverse response for your postings, nor the data mining for your posting from the actual owners of, or the creators of the web, of the social media platform, that being Black Talk Radio Network. So do it there. Also, if you would like to acquire precious metals, now is really the time to do it. Because things are really starting to unfold, as we're going to talk about as we get into today's show, very rapidly, and is one of the best ways to protect yourself, especially for what is going to and what is starting to unfold. And so we're going to get right into what's in the news. And before we do that, I'm going to say this, and the reason why I made this so short, the shortest ever introduction that we did to the show, is because I think it's just really, really important that we get right into it. At no other time in my physical existence, not in my eternal existence, but just in my physical existence, have the people of this planet been from all aspects of the globe, and we could say particularly here in the United States, in our community, have we been up against a all-out blitz and a full-on attack and plans of some very trying times that are going to, or a trying period that is going to happen. Never before in my physical existing, in the time that I've been around physically, have we been in such a period of global threat. And never, and I don't adhere to, nor do I think that the setup that we call the government setup is really what it is, and it's really a measure and a tool to control and subjugate. The overall directions of destabilization is stronger than I've ever seen before, and it's only going to get worse. And I say that because the setting up of events to come are being staged now. And you all that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, I think you understand that this is why you listen to and you have an engagement with Black Talk Radio Network and especially Tando Radio Show, because you listen, many of you may listen to Tando Radio Show specifically because of that, and you engage with Black Talk Radio Network specifically because of what some of the information and some of the threats and some of the conditions that warrant your concern. But not only is it that, but there's always solutions that are brought about in response to those things. And I think it's very important that we continue to do that, because never before, and I would say just from the standpoint, just speaking from the history that is lies about, let's say, just the American history, the scenarios of the wars behalf, I mean, the scenarios of the wars of the past, from the Civil War to all of the other wars through Reconstruction, through everything else, I don't think that the overall climate and environment was as toxic as it is now. Yes, those events of the murderous times of the past, I wasn't physically there, but my spirit was there. But I'm talking about physically looking back. Everything is so destabilized, and nothing in the past has been like it is right now for what is set up, because this is going to be a global blitz against everyone, and it's going to cause such a fracturing that there will be many fights, because the conditions for that, those skirmishes, those conflicts, the unnecessary conflicts, are going to be at our doorsteps, but not just here, but in vast places throughout the world. And these events won't be small. They will be long-lasting. They will be intense. And they will be persistent. And I just wanted to say that before we started the show, as we go into what's in the news, and then we will get into today's show. But I think that we need to really, really prepare for what is scheduled to challenge us. And I say prepare because it's not something that you should be afraid of. Always say never scared, always prepared. But the most important preparation that you have to take, in my opinion, is your spiritual one. And with your spiritual preparedness, it will set up the rest of your whole existence being prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, energy-wise, will be set in motion because we are spiritually prepared. And when I say spiritually prepared, that really is significant to you as you choose to wage or as you choose to execute or to use your free will and decide what is best. And I think it's a very dangerous thing when we look at everyone being given the great gift of free will and we try to invoke our free will on others by means of violence, threats, all forms of trickery, blackmail, and anything that would create a environment of destruction. And the environment of destruction is very great. And I wanted to say that because of what's going on. And I would say, you know, the signs are, everything is all the world is a stage, as Francis Bacon, a.k.a. William Shakespeare, had wrote. All the world is a stage. And what we see in the mainstream propaganda media and in entertainment and in the the perception of authority that's given over everyone, what their message is that they have unraveled and they're going to be fighting among themselves and they're going to cause you to make a choice as to which side that you're going to be on and also to engulf you into this furnace that they are ramping up in fuel beyond me. And I just want you all to be prepared. You have where you're having within here in so-called the United States, where the overall political figureheads are seemingly fighting each other to the ends with ends with, I mean, to end that will reduplicate the civil war of the past, where only you will be the victims of it, and they will be the spoils, and they will reap the spoils. And I think it's a very dangerous situation if we naively think that everything is going to be okay. Well, we have to make it all right, and that is going to take great work. So my man Scotty said, me too, Dave. I have not seen the U.S. Inc. act so blatantly and belligerent. I thought CEO Obama was supposed to be about diplomacy. I knew better. The system was set up, was setting up people to give away their free will. Exactly, Scotty. And I had a feeling that, I think that all of us were, you and I and all of our listeners have been resonating to a point where we see the lies that are going to turn into a body count, the misconceptions and the agendas that are going to bring about genocide. And I just would hope that we refuse to participate in it. And as Brother Davis had yesterday, the power of deception. Well, the thing is that one of the things about deception that I think that we need to touch on before we get into today's show, and I'm so glad that Brother Davis and you all engage in this relationship that we have established. Because one of the things about deception that is powerful, that can bring great power or great weakness to us all, is that nothing is ever hidden from a diligent seeker. Nothing is ever hidden from a diligent seeker. If you choose to seek out something, nothing will be hidden from you. But most of us are accomplished at hiding ourselves from the truth. And in that hiding, in that deception, and sometimes that hiding is based off of being cowardice, not wanting to rock the boat, not going up against, not wanting to fight something that we're afraid of, not wanting to challenge because we feel that we will lose. There is no, you take on, it is okay to, it's okay to die when you're fighting for life, because prosperity will surely come. It is the fight that you take on that means that you have won. My man Scotty has said this before. The winning is by you challenging it all. That's the fruit of it. And regardless of what the stakes that you are, the odds that you are going up against, odds can only be calculated by the manipulator of the lie. Because when you're sincere, and I mean that you resonate in the way as in which the great creator has established this whole living existence, you can't lose because you're eternal. So I just want to say that I think it's very critical that we look at things from the standpoint of some of us are going to be extremely challenged. And I would ask that you prepare yourself for some of the things that are going to start to unfold globally, nationally, and in your neighborhood and in your family. And the different temptations will come in a different form depending on who you are. Some of you may actually come under attack from perceived success or perceived advantage from a situation of destabilization. And I would ask that you would weigh that from a great balance of your conscious and your eternal energy, but so that we no longer become those that bear the destruction of ourselves, because that's really what's happening. We are allowing things to get to the point in which they are because we engage in a lie. We walked away from the ecosystem and we walked into man's economy. And it guaranteed the famines, the wars, the destruction of our bodies health-wise, the enslavement, the subjugation of all. That is what has created this paradigm that has been around for a very long but a very, very short time, depending on you and how you resonate. So I just wanted to say that really quickly as we go into what's in the news. There are some major events that I would like to share with you as things are starting to fall apart as we expected. But that does not mean, what I mean by they're falling apart, the challenge of our comforts will be shaken, so that the system will require you to either bend at the knees or stand straight in opposition to it. But I would also say is that if you would just give no energy to the system, it has no criteria in which to place you in. And I would say that it's now is really the time that you need to move towards being self-determining, self-sufficient, free and independent, because you were given that as a birthright, but it's up to you to uphold that. And without a doubt, by any means necessary. So I want to jump into what's in the news. And at any time, if you would like to jump in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, 866-510-9025. 9025, and then hit **, see you in queue. So I want to jump into what's in the news, and then we'll get into today's show. And by all means, I think it's critical that we focus on you and I and your families and our community being prepared for what's coming. So first article out of what's in the
Dave.
News, let me just pull this. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. I want to announce this on this program because you did remind me of the Wise Wednesday that we had with Brother Davis, but particularly, and he's not on the line right now, but you all heard our brother in Milwaukee call in and express his desire not to be forced to be in that life. Okay. And that isn't the first time I've heard him express that on the network. Maybe not on Tando. It was on my program, which has moved to Saturday nights. But this brother had desperation in his voice. He was also going to college. He has been labeled with the felony slave status on his record. So he also lives in the county under the most notorious proxy racist sheriff I have ever heard of, ever seen, ever. I mean, wow. David Clark Jr. in that county is number one.
Mm.
That county is number one for targeting black males like himself. This is, again, the place where the jail, they allow the pregnant black woman give birth in a dirty jail cell, and that baby died. So that's the circumstances. If the USA Inc. is the worst place in hell, you know, for people on this planet, especially of the melanated variety, if we're number one, that place right there is ground zero for mistreatment of black people. So what I want to do, I was sitting here thinking while you were talking, Dave, and I was thinking about putting a crowdfunding thing for him and putting out a call for anybody that has any kind of business contacts that can employ him so that he can get out that life before he becomes a slave again, or we lose him. That was a cry for help. We need to answer that call. So I'm going to put together a crowdfunder, probably put it on GoFundMe or something like that, and tell that story, man. But we need to, this is a member of the Black Talk Radio Network family, and if we didn't all pitch in with our contacts or our little resources to help this man and his family in one, again, I cannot express enough the hell that they are living in that county. So I just wanted to know your thoughts on that day.
Well, Brother Davis is here. Brother Davis, I muted you real quick so that we wouldn't have any background noise. So I definitely, David Clark, yes, we have to, and the thing about with Rob is that if you are in the Milwaukee area, I don't know that specific county that, that is. If you are
It's
a
Milwaukee County.
Black Talk Radio.
It's Milwaukee
okay,
County.
Okay, Milwaukee County. Okay, it's Milwaukee County, yes. If you're in Milwaukee County, what I want to do is I definitely want to help Rob out. Give Rob an opportunity from within ourselves, because this brother is actually asking us for help. And so if you're in the Milwaukee County, because, you know, first let's start there, because, you know, that's where I don't know his complete condition. I don't want to uproot him. It may be reasons why he's there. I don't know, but that should be a decision that he should make. If you're in the Milwaukee County and you have an opportunity to help this brother out as far as gainful employment, please contact us, contact me, contact Scotty. I will get it to. And as far as a crowdfunding campaign, I'm definitely behind it. I believe that it's so important that we do what we can when we can, and we always can. And there's many opportunities that we can come up with different excuses as to why not. So let's find all of the reasons as to why. Because Rob is us. Rob is you. Rob is me. And until we practice a form of collective prudence, until we start singing the proper song and using the right frequency so that we can actually put ourselves in a position of advantage, we can't continue to go by this song that's been this debasement of our human existence. So if you're in the Milwaukee area, definitely reach out to us. Let us know of opportunities that will gainfully employ Rob. And Rob, if you're there, contact Scotty and I, and so we know exactly what it is that you would need. I'm very easy to you know, you can email me, and you can also contact Scotty. You can call into the show. This is where you can reach us. And so and I've been noticing it as well, Scotty, and I think there are things that we can do and we have to do. And then there's some things that I want to do throughout this year. I want to establish a vocational opportunity for people from some of our, you know, from people that have expertise in different vocations. I think that that's very, very important, because once you learn a vocation, no one could ever take it from you. So I think that's very important. But I know Brother Davis is there. And Brother Davis, if you wanted to chime in, definitely go ahead and do just that, brother.
Hey, good evening, first of all, everybody. I'm excited behind the fact that this brother has felt enough to display his life the way he did. One, two, it's not just the responsibility of him, it's everybody's responsibility, because that's a cycle. And anybody who gets caught up in that cycle can be victimized by it. We as a people got to understand that the only people going to save us is us. So we need to go ahead and do the things that are necessary. Each city should seriously consider having a pool. Now, what would this pool do? This pool would give access to resource. So just putting your money together and being able to have money to go out and buy supplies and renovate older senior citizens' homes so these people can get a gradual introduction back into the community. And these people will literally have their fear dismantled before their eyes by the courtesy that these brothers can offer and help trying to, say, restore their house or winterize their house. And see, we have gotten away from the essence of building communities based on family connection. And we have to get back to that. And how do we do that? We got to see everybody else as a part of ourselves. We are in a system where programming teaches us to be selfish. And we have gotten quite good at being selfish. But we have dismantled who we are based on emulating the programming that we're under. If we're going to do this, this must not be something. This must be an era. The era of change must be implemented by us, for us, so that we can benefit. So, brother, my wife and I tried to give you some insights in reference to some things that you could do on the level that you are at and kind of work your way up. But one of the things you also have to understand is this, is that in your circumstance, we do want you to understand that your principle idea is to take care of yourself, but you're going to meet a lot of people along your trails that are in your position and who know you from them eras, those times, and that's where you become a solid force and saying, listen, this is what I'm trying to do, why don't you see if it works for you, and if so, then we can incorporate what we do and be able to reach out more in the community maybe go out if you're using any of my wife's ideas, be able to incorporate our resources so that we can get transportation, reach out further, have more imagination in what we see to change another man's trash into our treasure. And this is what we nearly need to do in our communities. We got to change the trash of the programming into the treasure of life and save our children. So look, I'm going to get back in the back because I'm just spectating this show. But I'm going to tell you, you touch my heart, Scotty. I'm down with all of the fundraising aspects of it. And you know, when I say I'm in, I'm all the way in. So whatever I could do to help, just put it on the radio and I'll be there.
Thank you, Brother Davis. Sister Davis, much love, much respect. And this is what we have decided to do from everyone here. Everyone here is relatively pretty much in the same predicament. We all need each other. And that's a very powerful thing. So now let's take full advantage of that. And that is something that we definitely can do. It's within our reach if we will just energize our extension and do it. So I'm looking forward to it all because it's there. It's what's needed. And it really starts to establish a new habit. We have to change the way we think because what we think, we say. We have to change what we say because what we say, we do. We got to change what we do because whatever we do becomes our habits. And we have to change our habits because then our habits become our eternal existence. And here we stand. So let's definitely do that and put this together. And it's not just going to be Rob. It's going to be you, me, and everyone else. The collective prudence that we need to do is here. So we're going to go into a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to hit what's in the news. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's me, your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, star. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And we're going to jump into what's in the news for today, then we're going to jump into today's show. Now, there's a lot that I posted in what's in the news, and Scotty, if you there, man, thanks for that was a great, man, that was a great way to solve that little problem that I had of everything that I posted being scrambled, and so it works perfectly because it really helps me with the show. So I appreciate you so much, brother. Well thought, and that's a great thing. When we put our minds to it, we figure any and everything out. All right, so first article is that we posted, and this one was from let me pull this up. I'm sorry, everyone. Let me just see how this is set up because I was 1 second. Okay, cool. Here we go. Give me 1 second. So there's a lot that's happening and some things that I really wanted to touch on that's in the news, and it kind of changed the overall dynamics of the show, but we'll still get to it. But there is just some things we just cannot ignore, and I don't want to give, you know, to do that at all. First article, we posted this one late yesterday after the show. This one came from Sovereign Man. U.S. debt soars by $100 billion in just 8 hours, according to the latest statement issued yesterday afternoon by the Department of Treasury. The United States National debt reached, $19 trillion. But so as at the close of business on Friday, December the 30th, the debt went up $100 billion in just 8 hours. This is by design, ladies and gentlemen. This is by their fuzzy math, which means that it's far, far worse. So check that out. Next article came from the Washington Examiner. Schumer warns Trump. Intel officers have 6 ways from Sunday to get back at you. The new leader of the Democrats in the Senate said Donald Trump is being really dumb for picking a fight with the intelligence agency, suggesting that they have ways to strike back after the president-elect speculated Tuesday that his so-called briefing about Russian cyber attacks had been laid in order to build a case. This is, ladies and gentlemen, is the setting up of something much more. He said that intelligence officials have 6 ways to Sunday at getting you back. That was no play on words. That was a clue to you as to what's going to be happening. The whole destabilization of here is going to happen, and they're going to orchestrate it. And if you read between the lines on that, I don't even need to say what that means. Just look at history. It tells you what they're really planning here. So check out that article. Next article, very, very good one, came from Walking Time. 3 things you must do to avoid the popular trap of lower consciousness. Please check out that article. Really, really good one. Next article, and this one came from RT, Russia Today International. Living close to busy roads may cause dementia, study says. So check out that article, another one. Now, this one was, of course, if you know me, this was some of my favorite ones. These two that came from South China Morning Post. This one came from the South China Morning Post. And this article was that, let me just pull this up real quick. It says that hundreds of Chinese treasure hunters ignore police and dig up 500 kilograms of Qing Dynasty coins. Authorities now try to recover the antique coins, which were uncovered without permission near a river in China. If you know anything about the Qing Dynasty, is that that was the last Chinese dynasty that had monetized silver. And they exclusively, so all of those coins are silver coins. They were one of, and China was actually the last country to come off of the silver standard in 1935, which they really never have, but they value silver more than gold because silver is more valuable than gold, but they never let you in on that secret. And the Chinese have had an accumulation of silver more than anything else, as well as the Indians, and I'm going to tell you why later on in the show. Has everything to do with what some say is a fictional story of Queen Khalifa, but no, it's factual, and it's something that I resonate with because it tells the story of more truths than fiction. They want to always control what you think by giving you the schooling of what they want you to do. So check out that article, very, very critical. And this one was actually, what happened was they actually were, you could read the article. I'll probably take a look at this next week or something because it's really that important what this is all about. But they were demolishing a home and they found it. No, that was the second one, but this one was found by a river. But what they tried to do is they tried to stop the people from collecting the coins. And the people ignored the police and they just started digging up. And they said people got a boatload of it, a bunch of it. And this is, you know, very, very funny because, you know, private excavation of antiquities is illegal in China. You know, but that's pretty much the case everywhere in the world. Why? You know why, but we'll talk about this a little bit later. So very, very important. And just so you know, the Qing Dynasty went from 1644 to 1911. Okay, and it was the last Chinese dynasty. So check out that article. Very, very telling. Read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen. Read between the lines. It's the story behind the story, and what resonates with it is really the key to it all. So check out that one. Next article. And this one came from the same place, the South China Morning Post. And let me just pull this up. I missed my place. 1 second. When I went into it, I missed my place. Hold on 1 second. And this one is, here we go. Let me just pull this one up as well. 100 scrambled silver coins found in demolished Chinese home. 100 scrambled for silver coins found in a demolished Chinese home. Cash dating back to the Qing Dynasty found in the walls of a house in Zhejiang. This is the same place, Providence. Owner wants looted money return. And he's absolutely right. Give me back my money, according to the media reports. And real quickly, this is just look at this really. Just read just the headline on this, and then we'll get back to what's the news. And this tells you everything. What's so true about this is that the owner wants his money back, right? Because that's real money. And why this is so important, because there was another story. But before I go to that, let me just hit this with you. Hundreds of villagers in eastern China scrambled for old silver coins that fell out of the walls as a house was being demolished, according to the Chinese media reports. A large number of silver coins emerged when a bulldozer knocked down the wall of an old home in Zhejiang County in Zhejiang Province on December the 20th, the local news website reported. Villagers started to pick up the coins from the rubble, and some were able to take dozens away, the report said. So this is telling, because they understand the true measure of money. And I'm going to tell you something really funny. Also, I was reading on at this same South China Morning Post was that one person who didn't know the difference between currency and money, what this person did was they had actually hid large quantities of cash in a cave, and the rats ate through all of the paper. Now, these coins have been around anywhere between 1644 to 1911, and they're still there, and they're still in existence now. Nothing would dissolve them, because that's why silver and gold is the most perfect form of money. The rats, the water, nothing will dissolve it. It will withstand. Fire does liquefy it, but it doesn't dissolve it. So very, 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 very important. This is why you need to get back to your ancestral ties and acquire real money and stop taking these coupons and these slave wages and saving in these slave wages that the system wants you to do, so that you will be a slave to them. So check out that article. Very, very telling. And I said, one of the things about these coins are known as the fat man. And my commentary was, fat man dollar everywhere. Laugh out loud. Yes, lesson here is you can only control real money. Don't think of owning it. Read between the lines. And what do I mean by that? When it comes to real money, you can't own it. You can only control it. So be smart about what you do. You can't own it. You can only control it. And those that control it make the rules. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from AP, the Associated Press. And let me give you my commentary for this. All the motives for high crimes being put into place. Read between the lines. From the Associated Press, Ford Motor Company cancels cancellation of plants to build a $1.6 billion auto manufacturer in Mexico, even as the country is being rocked by rowdy riots nationwide, protests against its January 1st gasoline tax. Now, why is this so significant, ladies and gentlemen? Remember what Schumer said? Remember what the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump wants to do to Mexico? Think about the past. They always look to create confrontation from an international level, and then they are able to do certain things by clandestine methods. You should be able to read between the lines as to what this perfect scenario worked before in the past. Where did it work before in the past? It worked before in the past with Castro. Let me tell you something about Castro as we before we go on. Castro wasn't everything that they said about him, what they said about him. Regardless of what you heard, that is not the complete story of Castro. Yes, there was a revolution and everything else, but there was something else that they didn't want you to know about Castro, is that he worked with the Vatican as well. Yes, Castro did do some good things. Yes, Castro was a revolutionist. Yes, Castro did this and did that. But also, you have to remember something. Castro was a celebrity figurehead just like the ones you get right now, and he was working directly with the Vatican, and that's what was really saving him and keeping him in place. They don't tell you that, though. But when you do your own research and you do your own digging, you find these things out. And I would say, why is that so important for you to know certain things? Because what you know really dictates how you execute the most powerful gift that you have, your free will. And I like to put it this way. Have you ever noticed the word mine and mind is only separated by an E and a D, which is education, which you should be doing? You don't get an education from a school. Your education comes from how you resonate. What are you being diligent to seek? So whatever you're mining in your, you should be the one that's mining in your mind. Because if you don't mine your mind, someone else will mine it and take out all of the intrinsic value, your energy, your intellect, your abilities. They will use that for themselves. I don't think there's a coincidence that both of those words only are separated. They sound the same. The only thing that they're separated by is an E and a D. Education. Educate yourself. Don't allow yourselves to be schooled. So check out that article. Next article, very, very important one. This one comes from the BrickSpot.com. And I said they fear this. China rails to London boasts One Belt, One Road. Keeping in tandem with Jinping's One Belt, One Road economic growth strategy, China this week expanded its pan-European railway destinations. When a train left China in the eastern province heading to a barking station in London. This is the One Belt, One Road, ladies and gentlemen. China is going to reestablish the old Silk Road. This is something, and they're going to include Iran. This is going to be a threat to many. And this is something that was established by Khalifa, Queen Khalifa. Old Silk Roads go back to Khalifa. So check out that article. Next article from Walking Time, 7 signs that you are not living in the land of the free. 7 signs you are not living in the land of the free. Check out that article and really try to look at those things. And I added one. There's many more that we could add. I added, they said 7. I said number 8. And I said number 8, the system gains from a fraudulent mockery of justice. The system gains from a fraudulent mockery of justice. That's how you know you don't live in the land of the free. They tell you these and they sing these songs. They sing these songs to get an emotional response from you because they know your emotions are foolish while your free will is wise. But if your free will is dictated by your emotions, you foolishly make decisions. So, so important. This is why they're song singing. This is why they sing it militarily, nationalistic, religiously. This is why they do that, to invoke an emotion from you. So let's not be that. Next article. This one comes from RT International. Netanyahu calls for the pardon of an Israeli soldier convicted of manslaughter. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and I'll say this, Netanyahu is the first prime minister that was born in Israel. The rest of the prime ministers that they had before him weren't even born in the country. He's the first one that was born in that overall occupied territory. So check out this article. It has so much to do. This is one that it just goes on. This is the system working itself. And it says, Prime Minister has joined the chorus of right-wing Israelis calling on the Israeli president to pardon a soldier convicted of manslaughter after shooting dead an already neutralized Palestinian attacker last March. On Wednesday, three judges panel anonymously ruled that the Israeli soldier had actually murdered this individual, this young lady, when she was already neutralized, and he actually shot her in the head. Then they actually planted a knife next to her. So familiar. So check out that article. Next article. This one is very, very important. I think this was very, very key and very important. This one came from the South China Morning Post as well. And here's in this article, America will stay committed to one China policy, John Kerry tells Beijing. Reassurance given through a phone call to Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Move this down. Okay, come on. All right, move this. Sorry about this, everyone. Computer's moving a little slow. The United States will stay committed to the one China policy, outgoing Secretary of State John Kerry told the Chinese Foreign Minister. And I said that this is so funny because this is the same Kerry that family was involved in the opium trade that decimated China, that totally decimated China. And my commentary on this one was, whenever a drug dealing family member or organized crime official puts their bloody arms around you, know they intend to kill and enslave you and your family line. Let me guess, and if you look at this picture, I said, let me guess, Kerry said, I promise you, you can trust us. See, my fingers aren't crossed. You know the history of why this is so true. They're basically telling you what all of this diversion that you're seeing in mainstream media right now is really about. The real objective is to attack China. And by attacking China, they're actually attacking Africa as well. This is the real, because they intend to get rid of as many of the indigenous that refuse to go along with their program. So check out that article. Next article. And this one has a lot that's going on there. And if you know history, you see why. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Very, very important article as well. And this one is China media says, Big Stick await Trump if he seeks a trade war. Now, this is the setup from the last one. The Kerry and them is going to say, well, we couldn't guarantee because the new administration. What do you see that Trump is doing? He is specifically trying to target China. And through all the mass confusion of this election stuff, which all of the elections are fraudulent, doesn't matter who's involved. Even the one that you go into and you vote for an individual, and that individual that you voted for wins because they had all that is all fraud, ladies and gentlemen. It's all fraud because it wasn't a system that you put together. It's actually a system that they created to maintain their control and subjugation of you. So China media warns Trump of a big stick if he seeks a trade war, which they're telling you what's going to happen. And I think this is very, very critical, especially for our time. So check out that. And this is part of the destabilization that I wanted to, that I was really concerned about. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg as well. India's cash woes are just beginning. And my commentary is the U.S. is as well. The cash woes in the U.S. is just starting, and it's going to definitely rapidly, rapidly pick up. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from, I forgot who this, International Business times.uk. This comes out of the UK. Elite U.S. troops deployed to deter Russian aggression in Lithuania as the Baltic tensions rise. Lithuanian government has confirmed the presence of U.S. Special Forces in a country which said to be in a country in the country, which is said have been deployed in to train local forces and act as a deterrent against Russia. And part of the thing that they're saying is that Russia is moving nuclear ballistic missiles in place along the Baltic, along Lithuania, Poland, and everything else. This whole thing is going to go up in smoke, ladies and gentlemen. They are definitely doing this. And one of the things that I want to say before we go into our commercial break, I think it's critical to understand that right now, the last that I looked, is that every U.S. aircraft carrier is in port right now. And one of the reasons why I believe that is because there's no country that is taking the U.S. dollar now. There are very few countries that are accepting the U.S. dollar. So those ships can't refuel, even though they're refueled by their own, but those different ports aren't allowing those ships in because they're not accepting the U.S. They're not going to tell you right away that they're not accepting the U.S. dollar. China's been telling you by they're going to be dumping the treasuries. If China says that they're going to be dumping U.S. treasuries, me being another nation somewhere else, that means I got to beat China to the punch because I don't want to be handed the thing that's worthless when China dumps it. This is critical. So there are some major, major things. This is why the overall cash woes of the U.S. are just starting, just like India. And that's why I said, as well as the United States. So those are that's the articles that we have posted in what's in the news. But before we go, there's one article that we're going to come out of the break that we need to really, really talk about. And this is the last one, the latest one that I posted. And this one came from Bloomberg. And I'm going to start it, and then we can pick it up once we come back. And this one, I have forgot to – this is one that got by me during my time off last week. And this one comes from Bloomberg. Gasolina infuriates Mexico and taints flagship energy reform. Mexico is bracing for a series of protests as oppositions threaten a peaceful revolution after the government of President Enrique Pena announced plans to raise gasoline prices by the most in two decades. And when we come out of the break, ladies and gentlemen, things have gone awry, and these are the things that you are going to expect to see here. And this is all starting to play together. This has everything to do with the immigration, has everything to do with the wall, has everything to do with everything that's going on now with the destabilization. It is establishing the perfect environment and the perfect conditions for all heck to break loose. You need to read the signs, ladies and gentlemen, and to appropriately prepare for those. And this is what we're all about here at Tando Radio Show. Listen, so we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We have to take a look at this because this is something that is going to be threatening you in the very near future. This is not just isolated to Venezuela. This is not just isolated to Mexico. This is about you. This is about me. This is about your family, and this is about our community. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue. And I was actually looking at some, I was on another page. I couldn't see the board, and Scotty had hit. Castro was under the influence of religion, but also think because the Roman Catholic was the unofficial religion of the state, yes, that caused them to survive the unjust U.S. economic blockade and sanctions, yes, as under the control of the Vatican did business other countries under the control of the Vatican did business with Cuba, breaking the U.S. Inc. policy. Yes, that was very, very true. The thing about that was that at that time, the actual target, some of the targets that they were trying to do, they were trying to destabilize the whole planet to get into this war, and that was the linchpin. And what I was saying about that was that, yes, Castro did some good things, but there was another celebrity figurehead side of him that we don't really talk about. And being under the control of the Vatican, that was who was really upholding Castro. And because that was what was needed to perpetuate the overall direction, but it was stopped momentarily. It was momentarily stopped. And so once that happened, they still had to maintain that. And my overall, what the part of the Vatican that was involved there was not the one, the good side of it at all. This was all a part of destabilizing the whole planet to get it into the overall annihilation, depopulation phase. But it was averted momentarily. And then it started to come, because remember, I'll talk about this a little bit later, because remember the influence of the CIA and all of that other stuff came about in all how that all from the Bush family and everything else came all about from there. So I'm going to talk specifically about that. I didn't want to jump into that, but there were multiple sides. And that's one thing about this system. Is that when you do, if you're a celebrity figurehead and you think that you're really in power, and once that you, and if you ever decide to do something else, they get rid of you and they use you in a way that best benefits them. So that was the case. You know, yes, I admire Castro for a lot of things, but there were some things about Castro that I didn't agree with at all, absolutely at all, which is okay. And the side that was troubling for me was how close and why he was actually involved with the Jesuit side of the Vatican. And there was a reason why. And even though he wasn't able to perpetuate it fully himself, because it was because of the leverage, they wanted to use him for a reason, and it almost did work, but it was just averted to another time, and they saw it was another way in which we can do this, because it was starting to get exposed. It was starting to get exposed, so they pulled back. They didn't get the rapid response that they wanted. So I'll talk about that a little bit later. But yes, that was one of the reasons why other countries, I mean, Canada was doing business with Cuba. There were many nations that were doing business with Cuba. So, but we'll talk about that at another time. So, yes, Gandhi, so true. So one of the things that just before we went to the commercial break, there's a very, very important article. And this one is, and it has everything to do with us, and we'll get into today's show, but this is just too important to give up, to go past, because this is going to directly affect you, which you need to make the proper preparations for right now and continue to prepare. Last year, around June or July, or in May, when we were doing our Forex training, the group that we had in our Forex training, there's some of those individuals still listen to the show and everything else, and they'll remember this. We happened to listen to the IMF briefing, and in this IMF briefing, I said that I think it's critical for us to listen to this IMF briefing that Christine Lagarde is going to be doing, because they're going to be telling us some things indirectly, reading between the lines as to what's going to be happening economically in the future, so that you can leverage that for your overall Forex trading in the future going forward. And lo and behold, did they ever. And in this briefing, Christine Lagarde, and I picked up on it, and I said to the group, I said, wow, they are going to be, they're targeting Mexico. They're going to be targeting Mexico. And there's a reason why they're targeting Mexico, because Mexico has a lot of natural resources. They have more natural resources, three to four times or even more, 4 to 5 times more of the natural resources than the U.S. has. And they're targeting Mexico. They didn't come on and say, oh, we're going to be targeting Mexico. Once you understand their language, they tell you everything that they're going to be doing. And I know that if some of those individuals that were on that call, they would remember me saying, hey, they're telling you they're going to be targeting Mexico. And then lo and behold, here it is this. Remember, what caused Venezuela to have the massive inflation that they have? The oil. When they strategically dropped the oil price, they collapsed them. Why did they do that to Venezuela? Because Venezuela repatriated their gold that they needed to steal from Libya, kill Gaddafi, to steal and give it to Chavez, who they also extinguished. And then now they were able to get the gold back and to collapse that economy, set a precedent to all the other nations who would want to go against it. Now Mexico is on the radar. Why is Mexico on the radar? I would tell you, because Mexico was starting to look at doing some things that the system didn't want it to do. They wanted to give their citizens real money, wanted to invoke, denominate, and bring silver back. Hugo Salinas Price was behind that. But now, here's the key with Mexico. Same thing with Venezuela. They did it by energy. Now let's take a look at this real quick before we get into today's show. Mexicans pay more of their wages at the pump than 59 other countries. And this came from Bloomberg. Energy conflict emboldened opposition leader Lopez Obrador. Here's what the article says. Mexico is bracing for a series of protests as the opposition threatens a peaceful revolution. Now, this was done on December the 28th, because January 1st, you'll see what they were going to do. After the government of President Enrique Pineda announced plans to raise gasoline prices by the most in two decades. Gasoline will soar as much as 20% in January as the nation moves away from subsidies that have burnt a hole in public coffers. The finance minister led by Jose announced this week the price slam of gasolina in Spanish is going to hit hard, with Mexicans trying with South Africans to spend more of their annual income on fuel than residents of 59 other countries tracked by Bloomberg. The hike may also taint Pineda's flagship energy reform passed in 2013, emboldening opposition leaders such as Lopez to strike out against the overhaul that opened the industry to foreign investments for the first time in almost eight decades. Okay, now, so they just had the price January 1st, the price of gas in Mexico skyrocket. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen? This Mexico City has been going through massive rioting ever since. The rioting in Mexico is starting to really get out of control, is really going everywhere because of the overall gas hike. And it's been 4 days since the sporadic protests emerged in Mexico City following the infamous gasolina or mandatory 15 to 20% increase in Mexican gasoline prices, which went into effect on January the 1st. The mood across the country has significantly deteriorated, with hundreds of demonstrations blocking highways, snarling traffic, raiding gas stations, jeopardizing critical supplies, and looting stores as anger, but most by motorists lashing out at the price surge, which is only going to get worse as inflation spikes even more following the record plunge in the Mexican peso. As a reminder, the price rose Sunday by as high as 20% to 88 cents per liter and diesel 83 cents, the equivalent of 12 days minimum wage to fill a tank of gasoline. So basically, whatever, just put it this way, imagine if gasoline for 1 liter was the minimum wage of wherever you are and more. So that means, to give you an idea of what that means, you have to look at it from a standpoint of what is their CPI, their consumer price index compared to ours. So you may get paid $10 an hour here. That may be equivalent to someone in Mexico getting paid $30 or $40 an hour, but they're only getting paid really $3 an hour. And so when the gas goes up, that's just like here, the gas going up to $23 a gallon or somewhere $17, $18 a gallon. Imagine what position that will put you in here in the United States. Well, you won't have to imagine for long, because that is what's going to happen here, folks. And this is so important that you understand this. This is why, one of the things why you start to see the outward, so-called outward attack of Mexico. And they are having massive rioting and looting throughout the country because of this. And why? Because they created the environment for that to happen. And that exact same thing is starting to spread. Remember the surprise that India had on November the 8th. Everyone woke up on the 8th of November. There were people that were millionaires, $100,000 ears, $1,000 ears. By the end of the night, they were broke. Just after an announcement by Modi, by demonetizing 86% of the currency. This is another way of demonetizing and crushing the purchasing power. And this is something that you're starting to see as a normal response now. You're going to see it in Europe. You're going to see it expand throughout South America. You're going to see it expand in Central America. You're going to see it expand in North America. This is the setup, the conditions and the environment for this to happen is, ladies and gentlemen, this is no coincidence. This is the agenda. And it's going to happen. Excuse me. Sorry, everyone. And it's going to happen. They're already stating how much fuel is going to go up here in the United States. But see, what they're not telling you is that This is going to be far, far worse. So as things start to happen in Venezuela, that's going to spread is spreading everywhere strategically to Mexico. Imagine when, because of the destabilized economic situation globally, countries will say, no, we don't accept treasury bills or cash anymore, particularly the U.S. dollar for gasoline anymore or oil anymore. You're going to have to give us something that has real value. You're either going to have to give us your, the currency is going to be the preferred method of trade is going to be food and gold. And what they won't tell you is that silver is critical. They're going to be saying silver in the whispers of the meetings, which India was actually imported over a third of the world productions of silver for many years and didn't tell you about it, because that's more valuable than gold. And then all of a sudden, India has this economic crisis and crash. All of a sudden, Mexico has. But let me tell you what's on the burner, ladies and gentlemen. There are some major economic events that's on the burner. As we move into the Chinese New Year, the overall economic situation due to bond obligations, there may be some bonds that go into default, because at this Chinese New Year, which is a whole lot earlier than the past, we are looking at a complete destabilized economic situation. This is one of the hidden reasons why they're talking about what's going on in Russia and all these other places. Because what this system is trying to do is they're making the case for war, so you'll buy it. And these price hikes, these CPI, Consumer Price Index, what people need to have in order to maintain their standard of living, their quality of life, is now being threatened and attacked purposely. Because once again, the debt that was created by those that don't have to pay it is unsustainable and is sparking fires everywhere. So now, just imagine, as there's going to be a new cry for this new wall. And I'm going to tell you, this whole thing is going to continue to implode, because Mexico is not going to get any gas relief. The system needs this. And it's going to spread. It's going to spread here, and it's going to spread here just as violent, but far, far worse. And the reason being is because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world. And I didn't mean to get off of, you know, what we were talking about here for today's show, but this is too important to pass up. This is what you need to make ready for. It's now moved from down the street in Venezuela to next door in Mexico. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's in Canada as well. Canada's economy is going to go through another major, major crisis. And this, ladies and gentlemen, has always been the method of destruction that the system wages against the everyday person here. So last year in June or July, when we were listening to the IMF briefing of as to what they foresee, and they were giving projections on what was going to happen in the future, there was a Mexican reporter that asked questions, and from the response of Christine Lagarde, I said, oh man, they are going to be targeting Mexico. And here it is. from the celebrity figurehead of Trump. And just look at how, I want you to really think about how massive this is. What do you think that Mexico is going to do now that their economy is totally in the tank and is going to continue, they're going to have continue to have massive riots and everything else? They're going to invoke martial law, and then they're going to actually, as this thing continues to move out, just like they did in Venezuela, and then they're going to invoke some of the same capital controls that Venezuela has done and now China is doing. The contraction of and the overall the debt cycle has reached a point to where, because it's no longer sustainable, it can no longer be serviced, now it comes into where assets have to be seized in order to make good on the promise to pay. This is why this celebrity figurehead is taking this stance with Mexico and with China. See, but what they're telling you is that it's because of immigration and all these other things that they created that avenue of plausible deniability so that we would emotionally respond to that. When in actuality, there's been an attack on the indigenous people of this planet strategically based in primarily in assets. Because whoever controls assets controls the people. Whoever controls energy, oil, gas controls nations. Whoever controls the assets that the people of the world need, they control those individuals. They enslave them. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're going to be seeing. It's no longer down the street. It's now next door. And it will be coming here. And it will be coming here quite rapidly. Like I said before, this whole thing about bringing jobs back here to the United States is not what you think, ladies and gentlemen. That's the sweatshops that they're bringing back. Oh, they're going to rebuild the infrastructure of Detroit. They're going to rebuild the infrastructure of Camden, New Jersey, and in all of the different areas that have been gone through its economic plight. They waited to crash the market so they can acquire things pennies on the dollar, and they're going to rebuild it up. But they're going to rebuild it up not from a standpoint of you benefiting from it, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to seize those assets in the liquidation of the United States. And it's so important that you prepare yourself for that. You do now, what you do now will give opportunity to you once these things arrive. There is no other way to do it. I always said that they're putting that wall up and want to put that wall up to keep you here, to keep you working at the slave factories and at the sweatshops, because the U.S., oh, they are going to play. Remember, the overall design that Henry Kissinger had, in my opinion, was to totally destabilize Russia so that they would fall apart economically. And they did. Now it's China that they're trying to get to. But it won't happen. It's going to cause it here. Why is that so important? Because you have to remember something. Whenever China marches, the whole world shakes. You're talking about billions. You're talking about a force of a billion that have never been conquered. The reason why they never have been conquered, one of the reasons why they never have been conquered, because they had upholded their ancestral ties. And those ancestral ties lied right with you. And one of the things that's so important, as my man Scotty said, they ran the U.S. up out of North Korea. Yes, they sure did. And I'm going to tell you, there was a reason why the U.S. wanted North Korea, because North Korea has some of the largest silver deposits and natural resources deposits left on the planet. They don't tell you that. China knows, because China has been there for so long. So true. So these are the things, and listen, you have to know these things. Mexico is critical because Mexico was a part of the Caliphan Empire. Now, Queen Khalifa did not live forever. And one of the things they try to tell you that it was a fictional story, but I'm going to tell you about that when we come back and how this all marries together and why I think it's so important. It is a reason why they are attacking the land of the Olmecs, the Caliphians, and the indigenous people. And Scotty asked, will Mexico turn to China during this crisis? Yes. Definitely. They definitely, in my opinion, they definitely will. As well as most of Central America, particularly the Panama Canal. If you know anything about the Panama Canal, China now owns it. And that's a critical trade route. And it's one belt, one road, the new Silk Road that's being established. And that Silk Road goes back to ancient times, ladies and gentlemen. This is no design. These globalists that before they were able to pull the populations and to get them and to enslave them and to steal their resources, and when you steal a nation, a people's resources, you steal their culture. The thing about it is, one of the things that you do, and the trick that they do is that they attack and they acquire the resources. Once they have the resources, they got you, because now you have to go to them. When we come back, we're going to talk about this very, very important. I'm going to need to go in, after we come out of the commercial break. Don't hesitate. If there's something that you would like to chime in on, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Very, very important. Please make sure that you are actually preparing yourself and your family and our community for what's going to be happening. It doesn't take very much. You do what you can, and you have to become a prodigious saver, and you have to become disciplined right now. Very critical. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation and come up with the last 30 minutes of the show, we'll actually carry this over. I just thought it was very, very important that we understand what's going on in the land of the Olmecs and what's going on in Khalifa. So, very, very important. So, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And this is actually the season to execute great discipline and to do whatever it is that you can. There's nothing that you need to fear at all. It's what you need to actually, in my opinion, is something that you should definitely be aware of and prepare for. That way, you will not be as adversely affected by what's going on, and to actually position yourself, give yourself a position of advantage. So now what I wanted to do, we didn't get into as much as the show about the Califians, which, you know, where California is named after, and under the queen rule, the regnant queen. Regnant meaning that there was no king that she answered to. She ruled as being queen, the regnant queen, Queen Califia. And, you know, they try to say that this is a fictional story, and they try to sensationalize it from the standpoint of the Amazonian women, you know, but the truth is much stranger than fiction and much more sincere, because I firmly believe from the archaeological finds and evidence that this empire was definitely there, and just the evidence that points to it is insurmountable to the fictional story that Rodriguez had came up with. And one of the things about history is that when you so-called win the wars, you get to dictate the histories of what happened to that. And so this is something that I think is very critical and crucial for you to know, and because it's still making itself known today. And, you know, the overall evidence and the historical ties that this great empire had is far out, you know, outstretching into to all corners of the world. And one of the things about what I call the Black Gold Empire, and that's just, you know, what I call the Califian. The Black Gold Empire was that they understood and they had the ability to create trade throughout the world. And they had a connection to intrinsic value. They established and were masters of the trade routes throughout the world. They were established great military might that they didn't use to conquer people, but to protect their empire. They engaged in good relations with people throughout the world, particularly in China with the Shang Empire, which had the first emperor of China, even to the point of having intimate relations with them. Also, they had intimate relationships with the Olmecs, who were in Central America before the Aztecs, before the conquering entities that. The many conquering entities that came into that area, they were there before that, because the artifacts tell the story. And not only that, you can see it in the overall stone sculptures that even in the Museum of Mexico City, they have the Olmec antiquities that are there that they still sometimes try to hide from the public, because they don't want people to know, even the people in Mexico, to know that they were not the first ones there. And it really was never complete. It was not their land. It was actually the Olmecs that were there way before, and the Olmecs also, with their intimate relationships with the Caliphians, being, I would always say that, that you could say that they were brother and sister, the Olmecs were able, as a great warring empire made up of great warriors, they were able to keep the trade routes of Atlantis and that portion of this hemisphere, one of the most vibrant and prosperous ports in the world. Think about the ports that were there. They had the port of New Orleans. They had the port of Los Angeles. They had the port of San Francisco that they controlled. They had all of the Central American access routes, Panama and everything else. And there you'll see the artifacts of having giraffes and elephants. There are no giraffes and elephants that were indigenous to today's Central America, but in the past it was, because all of these continents were connected to and anchored to the only continent that's anchored in the core of the Earth's mantle is Africa. And this is how, along with the trade routes, along with the migration, this is how, and with that, the people as well. And so now, this society was, this empire was known for its gold. Of course it would be known for its gold, because California is filled with gold, even today. But they nationalized those areas so you can't go digging in them. Where did they, see, if you listen to the stories that they tell in school today, they tell you that the 49ers and that Marshall was the one that found gold in California. That's the biggest lie, because China and the Caliphians were using gold way before then. They traded with other countries with gold. Mansa Musa established his own royal entourage of security personnel from Caliphians, the women, because they were the warriors. Mansa Musa had, just like Gaddafi, had women protecting him. Where do you think Mansa Musa got that from? The relationship with the indigenous Californians, the indigenous black gold tribe. And these people they were able to traverse the Pacific, and if you look at the Pacific right now, you can still see their influence down into the Marshall Islands, down into, you know, to all of Indonesia, all through the South Sea of China, all through all those islands. You can see the influence of the Caliphians. Let me tell you what's so important and significant about that. One of the things that they wanted to do and get rid of that, and get rid of this society, is that you have to get the indigenous away from their overall cultural ties, because that's where their strength is. And there's ways in which you do it. You do it economically. You do it militarily. You do it religiously. You do it geopolitically. And you do it by biowarfare. They couldn't defeat the Caliphians because, just as the Chinese, they had mastered the art of protection. The Caliphians had even trained animals to protect their empire. And we talked about this on Tuesday. It's like California really has that bear, and is known as the Golden State. That all goes back to Queen Khalifa in the empire that she had established and what it maintained up until it was subjugated, enslaved, and attacked by the newcomers. And one of the things that was key in conquering this was done by religion, geopolitically, and more importantly, by biowarfare. It poisoned them. Absolutely poisoned them. And they continue to do that, those same tactics, because they work. If you look, the United States had established the atomic bomb, most people say because of Japan. No, that wasn't the target for the atomic bomb. The atomic bomb was established because they knew that they would need that in order to subjugate and to get under control the nation that has the most people on the planet, that being China, that has a billion in some. That's why they did that. And what did they do? They went in down into the paradise of the Marshall Islands that had ancestral ties to the Califians, and that's where they practiced their biowarfare against the indigenous people. Those that were on the Bikini Islands, they used them as guinea pigs. And they promised them that they were using this technology, this weaponry, to better mankind. These were the lies and the tricks that they exported there. And what did they do? They took that paradise and radiated it. To this day, the people of the Marshall Islands that were in those islands, particularly the Bikini Islands, the Bikinians have some of that area is the most radiated place on the planet. Why? Because it was an extension of the indigenous that they needed to conquer, to steal their assets and their resources and to subjugate and enslave. To this day, they have a missile defense or observation known as the Ronald Reagan, and they still have the people of the Marshall Islands work at that base and go home in great poverty. They killed their food source. They poisoned their food. And once they poisoned their food, they took away their ability to survive on their own, because that was all that they knew, was being sovereign and independent. And they came in with a trick and a lie. They came in with the perception of friendship. And what did they try to do? They changed their religion and that whole thing, because that is part of the conquering, keys to conquering, the tools to conquering. And right now, outside, and this is throughout U.S. history, they had always, within California, they had always had the objective to move the indigenous people out and to then change and write their history, their story about what the truth is. And how do you do that? Well, you have to do that historically and politically by stealing all of the artifacts. And how do you steal all of the artifacts? One, you call for institutions of so-called higher learning in schools. Then you train people to always be an agent of you, to watch out for what's in your best interest and then to run back and give it to you, and to deny their own and themselves for the betterment of their system. And this is why they've established all of these schools and all of these archaeological digs and everything else. These places are cordoned off so you can't see, and they steal everything and then they hide it and don't show you what was there, because they don't want you to see the remnants of the truth. Because if you do, you see that their history books have been written in lies, has been penned in lies. Everything that man pens is a lie. What man pens is a lie. So, now, as we see now, the relationship between, because of the trade routes, the old Silk Roads, and that was all established and goes way back into the, you know, deep past the 15 and the 1400s and far beyond that. Because I actually firmly believe from just some of my studies is that the Caliphians go even further than Queen Caliphia. Much, much further back. And all of those trade routes were already established because people, listen, they had some of the best food, the most fertile land, the best opportunities to create and trade in peace. And yes, they had wars among themselves and everything else, and they had to protect themselves. Definitely did. Was necessary to do so. But what's so critical about this is that we don't realize all the lies that we're told here that keeps us in the position of disadvantage. As Brother Braggs always says, you're standing on your own, because you are. There is no, was there actually the middle passage from Africa that where they stole? Yes, that was, but that wasn't the way that people, that black people or indigenous or melaninated people got here. The indigenous people that were here, and you can look at the whole globe right now and see that, because the globe, the whole, if you travel the world, you'll see something. It's made up of melanated people. So their lies and their stories don't hold up when you look at the real evidence that substantiate and validate you were everywhere. And if you realize that, and I know every single one of you, when you were growing up here in this land, there was something that was telling you, yo, this is really mine. What I mean by yours, you can't, I don't believe that you can own the land. See, what man wants you to think is that you have to own land, because then you have dominion over it. Because if you have dominion over land, that means that somebody can have dominion over you. This is why they push this in your religious teaching. Because whatever you have dominion over, you govern over, you rule over. And these empires didn't, many of these empires didn't rule that way. Some of them did. But many of them ruled with a benevolence that was, that would be a paradise and a heaven today. And this is why they wanted to keep people out, because they knew that they resonated with destruction. They came to dominate. That's what to have dominion means. So it's very, very important that we see that this continuous attack on the indigenous in order to steal their resources is key, because once you attack the indigenous and separate them from their cultural way of living and seize the assets that's been so beneficial to them, once you seize their assets, they have to become an employee or an agent of you, because they no longer have what has been sustainable for them. This is why one of the reasons I'm not a big technology person. Nothing against those that are technology. And I'm going to tell you why. Gotcha, Scotty. We got 1 minute left. And then we have a Blacks in Business radio show coming up right after Tando Radio Show. We got one more minute. Let me just say this. We have to be careful with technology. Technology is actually, in today's technology, by the way that is brought to you, is unsustainable. Today's technology actually causes for technology to supersede and rule and be and to have less people. This is why they're making it more comfortable. When our ancestors had to work with everything. And when they worked in everything, it was a love and a passion because it was a relationship with the ecosystem, not an inanimate artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence means that now you can depopulate the planet. You don't need to have jobs anymore. Depopulate it and have the automation do it, so now you need far less. This is their true plan and their true design of what's going on. This is why you steal the resources and assets. So, all right, everyone, just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect, and God willing, great creator willing, we'll talk to you soon. Peace.